It occurs to me that since we were observing my 65th birthday, and that the 65th birthday is quite a milestone in one's life, I ought to read a short selection of mostly quite short, almost epigrammatic poems, which illustrate or throw light on different aspects and different periods of my life. I started off by wondering whether I'd written ever any poems about my childhood. But I'm sorry to have to inform you that, so far as I can discover, I've in fact written only one poem about my childhood. I did write poems in my childhood, but I'm afraid they've all vanished. But there is at least this one poem dealing with my childhood, or an episode in my childhood, and I'm going to start off with that. I actually wrote it in Kalimpong. I wrote it in 1953, and it refers, I think, to the period when I was about seven. And it's called Argosies. And I must explain, just to give you a little background information, that when I was 7 years old, I had a birthday. Well, of course I had a birthday. And my grandmother presented me with a model yacht, of which I was very, very fond. And I used to go and sail it. And I used to go sailing this model yacht in a place with which some of you at least are quite familiar, Clapham Common. I used to go sailing this boat on Clapham Common in the pond. So this poem is about that. I don't know why I started thinking about Clapham Common and the pond and sailing my boat in Kalimpong of all places, but I did. But as you can imagine, the poem, The Sailing of the Boat, has also some symbolical significance. So it's called simply Argosies. A solitary boy would sail his boat all day in a green pool, where willows wept over the stony verge, and sadly trailed their slim green leaves along the water's face. Only the bright-eyed ducks with blue-barred wings and small black waterfowl with scarlet eyes saw him, as, racing halfway round the pool, with eager eyes he waited for his joy to steer towards him from the other side. Oh, how like a white swan it seemed to cut through the clear water, tilting as the breeze leaned on the silver sails, until it dipped so gracefully, one white wing in the waves. Now like a crescent moon its sharp prow cleaves the cloudy shallows, where dead yellow leaves and floating sticks impede its passage, and it drifts into the small exultant hands outstretched towards it. With what ecstasy did that boy, more than 20 years ago, more than 60 years ago, sail his white boat on that green pool? Oh, why? Was to his infant soul obscurely given, beneath the brown shade of the willow trees, foreknowledge of those argosies which now loom white-winged o'er him from the deeps of life?